Early reports on the executive order Donald Trump is expected to sign today do not include specific references to banning Muslim refugees. But it does drastically cut the number of refugees overall and put special limits on those coming from Muslim countries. I spoke with one recent Muslim refugee now settled in Akron about his experience and Trump's proposal. Jawid Ahmadzai's life in America began with something like this. An orientation by the International Institute of Akron for all resettling refugees. But Ahmadzai's life with America began much earlier, as an interpreter for 7 years with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. What drove him to do that was the memory of a day when he was about 10. Trucks lined both sides of a street in Kabul, and Taliban fighters poured out.
And they were like butchers after people all over the place. So then my mom closed my eyes and made me run with her. And then there were people who said there won't be a change at all. No one can beat Taliban. I did want a change, but then I didn't expect it. So it was a pretty much a hopeless life.
At what point did that change for you?
When the 9/11 happened, after that we heard the United States will attack Afghanistan. During the Taliban, I was going to school and I had a teacher who was teaching me at home. So I could speak a little English, and then that's when I started communicating with the soldiers.
At age 18, he became a U.S. Army combat interpreter, stationed on the front lines in the mountains of Waziristan.
I was given a gun, and I had to put a body armor on and dress like all the other soldiers and go out on the mountains and look for Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Why didn't you just say, I'll stay in Kabul and hope for the best?
I did it because I wanted everything to change, because I had this fear of Taliban in my heart. And each day I would remember that day when I walked on the street with my mom. So I didn't want that to come back. I wanted the girls to keep going to school. I wanted my family to live in peace, and I wanted my family not to be in fear of Taliban attacking on our house tonight or tomorrow night.
So what happened at the end of 7 years?
At the end of 7 years, our troops pulled out from that area, and I applied for a U.S. visa.
Why did you put in for a visa? Why not stay there?
There were people who appreciated my service, but there are still a lot of people who don't understand the value of what we have done for that country. So not only me, but all interpreters, they were called traitors. They thought that we are the ones who show the Americans how to do business in Afghanistan, how the culture is, where the Taliban are. It was a big risk for our life. I would see it like impossible to make it after the soldiers came out.
So when you came over, what did you hope to do?
I was just thankful that I'm safe now, and I was thankful for what I had done, and I just started a new life. I started working hard and raising a family here and just have a normal life, not worrying about getting shot at or getting blown up again.
It's a dream Ahmadzai says many immigrants share, and he thinks the U.S. is the stronger for it.
U.S. is an immigrant country. Our first lady now is immigrant. It was the immigrants who built this country and made this country great. And I think if stopping immigrants will not only hurt the immigrants and refugees, but it will hurt the United States as well, because immigrants are hardworking people. For instance, when I came to the U.S., if I wasn't given a visa to come here, I would have been killed by now. And what for? For serving for the U.S. It's really like turning your own person who served with you, who served for your freedom, you're turning him to your enemy.
If you were looking at Donald Trump right now and had his attention, what's a key point you would make to try to change his mind?
My message to him would be like, slow down, take it easy. You're new in this game. Making a wrong call could hurt the whole nation and could hurt a lot of friendly people who helped the U.S.
Jawid Ahmadzai worked for the last 3 years in a food services plant in Medina and now is a case manager working with new refugees at the International Institute of Akron. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.